everybody. Welcome to the official Game Switch podcast. This is episode 693. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
It is actually a pretty good morning. It is. I don't know if you've been outside. It's like a perfect temperature.
Have not been outside.
Yeah, I don't know what the temperature is outside, but I'm going to say like 72,
73. Plus my phone's saying 75 right now.
Yeah, okay. So it's probably starting to warm up. I see the sun too. When I first went outside though, no sun, light, gentle breeze, probably like 73, somewhere in there. It was wonderful.
It says it feels like it's 70.
Yeah, so that's probably about right.
Yeah, we had a good day of calm before we get another storm later tonight.
Just more rain on the horizon.
Yeah, then we got right now saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're getting no rain, but then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rain.
We're in this like cycle of by the time it dries out, it rains again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like no, you literally have to mow the yard when it's not raining.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to try to come over there and mow my yard on Wednesday. Then, because I need at least a 24, 48 hours of no rain.
And even that's iffy. I mean, really, ideally, 2 full days of no rain is what you would like to have for it to dry out.
Yeah.
But it's just like not in the cards. If it's not raining, you got to go mow.
Right. And then the one day it was foggy in the morning, so there's dew all over the place. So the grass was still wet.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the humidity in the South, every morning during spring, summer, and mostly fall, it's as if it rained, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like it's a little wet, like it's soaked like it rained.
Yeah, there's always condensation on the cars.
Yeah, and the grass is wet, like as if it had rained all the way through. So the dew is no joke. So you can't mow in the mornings any day, even without rain. If it's been dry for 22 days in a row, it's still wet in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't mow in the mornings. You got to wait till like the heat of the day. So it's dried out probably by like 10:30, 11 on a dry day. And then we just have these pockets of rain that come 3-4 days in a row. So everybody's grass is unruly.
Yeah.
I got mine in. Mine's good. It's mowed. But it's growing like crazy because of the rain. So I'm sure it'll look like Jumanji again before I can mow.
Yeah, where my neighbor's tree fell in between our houses. He was able to chainsaw it all up, and then he mowed my grass underneath that.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's a nice move. That's a classy neighborly move.
Yeah.
Anyone listening, you got to be good to your neighbor, because living next to a crappy neighbor can ruin everything.
Yeah.
I have literally been, I have met with people who are like fixing their home to move to get away from their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to be best friends with them, but it doesn't have to be a bad experience.
But during my Fast and Furious days, when I was driving like the little Fast and Furious cars, so I was doing tinting and car stereo insulation on my own. And so people would bring their cars by. I would tint the car. I'd have music playing kind of really low. But then as I was like installing car stereos, of course, you have to turn it up to make sure that everything hits right. And I would do it really quick. And I always had one neighbor to run over there. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why are you doing this? I'm like, yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's why I'm doing it. I've got a baby that's sleeping. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm over in my yard. You go stay in your yard. And it was just
a bad neighbor.
Yeah, apparently I was the bad neighbor. But no one, she was the only one to complain. Now I would only do it from like noon until like 4. I would play music.
You don't think you were the bad neighbor?
No, I don't think I was the bad neighbor. Because I literally would just play it just to get a little bit. Okay, I got the sound. Okay, I know it's just working. Turn it off. It was maybe 10, 15 seconds at the most.
Well, where I lived before, houses on both sides were rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I had some bad neighbors. And I'm thankful now that I have good neighbors. I really love my neighbor on one side. Like, I love her. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I always talk to her, wave at her. The neighbors on the other side, they're a little weird, but they keep to themselves. But he gives me a wave. He brings my mail over when it gets delivered wrong. I do the same. Like we have a good like living arrangement.
Yeah, don't y'all have the grass cutting arrangement too?
We got sorted out. We had some issues when I first moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, it had to do with my stepdad and how he mowed the grass before I was here.
Yeah.
They were in a pissing match. Once he realized I'm just trying to keep the area nice, we've got it sorted out now. He knows where I mow to. I know where he mows to. I actually do mow over on his property, like one strip over on his property. It's because I have a fire hydrant in my front yard, and if I don't step over, like our property line splits like right after that. In order for me to mow around that properly, I need to mow one strip on the side of it.
Yeah.
So, what I you know, when I circle around it, get a nice tight circle around it, then I do one strip past it to even everything out.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually on his property. But the thing I do that makes me a little shitty, on my grass that one direction.
Right.
So I mow every row up, and then I circle back around, mow it, and I blow it all the way through that direction so that there's no clippings on my side.
Mm-hmm.
He blows his the opposite, so that section right in the middle of our two properties gets all the grass and looks like shit all the time.
Right.
But he does it too. So I appreciate him for that. He's fine. Like, we don't talk. He doesn't talk to anybody. I don't want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It works out good, but he's a good neighbor.
Yeah, the one neighbor at my house, that was a shitty one. They would go through our driveway. They'd block us in. They'd have cars in front of our driveway. We couldn't get out. We go constantly knock on their door to get them to move cars. The guy worked in construction or something. There was always nails in the driveway. Me and my wife both have had flat tires multiple times. Police. I've asked them. They're like, there's really nothing we could do because we can't prove that the nails from his truck were on there unless we have a video of showing that falling off his truck and landing in the yard. They're like, put up boards with nails when they go through the driveway and if they get a flat tire, but then they didn't have to worry about retaliation personally. And they lived there for so many years. And they were bad. I'm glad the owners sold the house and then raised the rent up on them. And then they had to move out because they couldn't afford the rent.
Yeah. Neighbors can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
So be nice to your neighbors. You don't have to be buddies, but be nice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm lucky that I have, like when those storms hit, you know, we had the whole neighborhood out. There's some old people, a few houses down. The whole neighborhood was out helping clean up the trees out of their front yard. And I'll tell you, it's a pretty cool feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how often that happens in areas, but I hope it still happens. But I went over there to help with my neighbor, the lady I like. She was out there helping. And I had chainsaw out and everything. And, of course, both the older people were out. They were helping. And then the neighbor came out from the other side. And brought his kids out to help too. It was nice. Everybody was helping get cleaned up.
Yeah. My wife likes it when we drive around to neighborhoods, like when we're like trying to find a place to live or houses, just one over by where you live, like a little bit past it. We drive there, people always waving. Anytime we drive by, they're nice. You see cars all parked out. You see neighbors like in the middle of the yards talking to each other. We like that. And then if we go into a neighborhood where they don't do that, when you drive by and you don't see nobody wave, she's like, I don't like this area.
Yeah, it goes a long way. And, you know, with that, I think a lot of people are worried about everybody's in everybody's business and nosy if they're waving and paying attention like that. And maybe that's the case, but I'll tell you, it's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
It's better than nobody giving a shit and everybody hating each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lucky that I'm surrounded by at least decent people.
Yeah.
And they're probably better than decent, but I mean, that's all you're asking for is decent, but they're nice.
Right now. So, okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, I was going to change the subject and say, would you buy or play this week?
I didn't buy anything. It's not true. I didn't buy anything that I got online. I ordered the BrickLink stuff, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but you know, you don't get it for 6 months. So I ordered the hot air balloon. And then I think the only other thing I bought was I bought a typewriter at an antique store.
Yeah.
not one I needed, but it was a good deal, and it kind of a rare typeface, which is typewriter equivalent to a font.
Mm-hmm.
Not super rare, but harder to find than normal, so it'll resell well. Also have a cough, so I keep having to mute myself.
Yeah.
I worked on the yard yesterday, so my allergies are full swing.
Playing wise, you just played Minecraft and
just Minecraft, and we played Rocket League because the new season started.
Mm-hmm.
And so we played Rocket League two separate times. They both were mid at best. We did not play well. I love Rocket League, and I'll probably always play Rocket League. I just don't want to play it every day.
Yeah.
Like, we played it one night, and then we jumped on the next morning because I had a late start for work, and he was off, and we played more, and I just told him, like, we got on that night, and he's like, what do you want to play? I'm like, I'm Rocket League'd out, so. He's like, how? It's a new season. I'm like, I just don't want to play it every day.
Yeah.
Brings too much stress and too much, I don't know, it's like, it's just a level of frustration that I don't get with most other things that we play.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's like expectations or what it is, but it's just not good for me to play every day. So I don't mind sprinkling it in there every couple days, but I don't want to go back to playing it every day.
Yeah.
I've really had a hankering to either jump back into Dave the Diver and maybe play it over on PS5 now that it's got the new DLC coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or the new prequel coming, I mean. Maybe play it over on PS5 or play Cult of the Lamb again. Those are the two things I've really been thinking about.
Yeah.
I really want to play, I think, one of the two of those. I don't know that I will, and maybe it'll go away and I'll play something else before then. There's a ton of stuff coming out in September, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's trying to get out of the way of Grand Theft Auto.
Right, because everyone knows everyone's going to be playing GTA for about 3 months. Four months.
Everybody's scared of it. So September's packed. You know, I probably ought to get whatever out of the way before then. But those are two games I kind of been just sitting around thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did buy some Lego minifigures, you said.
Oh, yeah. I got some from I got the build of minifigures. Also, I asked the guy at the store, like, what's the deal with how quickly they're coming out? And he said that they have not been given any communication.
Mm-hmm.
It used to just be like one per quarter.
Yeah.
Or like a new set per quarter.
But now it's like every
month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a rapid rate that they're coming out. I'm also torn on the collectability of the build a minifigure figures.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not really official.
Yeah.
Like when people resell them, they resell them as like build a minifigure June 26th.
Yeah, they're not a CMF where they're going to be worth right. $50, $60, $70 down the road.
But some of them do resell pretty good. Like the Ninjago ones are reselling really well.
I was going to bring up that in a second.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know how collectible. I will tell you, the ones I got yesterday or the other day, not yesterday, the ones I got, they're not going to be collectible at all. I can just tell you they're not going to be. Now, if you're building out a Lego city, I could see how it's kind of cool. You could have went and got a full team of baseball players.
Yeah.
Different heads, but same uniform, same hats. Like, that's cool. If you're setting up a little pickup game out back, you can do that. That's neat. But for the most part, it's like, I don't know what the collectability is going to be of them.
Yeah.
And it's like I said before, unless there's one that I'm just infatuated with. Like, I wanted the mushroom people, as many as I could get. Because when I finally build those, it would look great.
Mm-hmm.
But like, for the most part, it's like if I'm not in love with it or it doesn't go for a set that I have or a Lumi Bricks or something I want, it's not worth the drive to go get them.
Yeah, I totally understand.
But they're cool. And if you find yourself by a Lego store, you should get them.
Yeah, and you also did, during the show last week, you did purchase the Batman.
Yeah, I pre-ordered that. For the console I don't have.
So I tried to pre-order that after you did. So I edited a podcast, got off, and I was like, I saved it. I go to pre-order it, gone. Sold out.
Mm. Did Check. You do it on Walmart?
No, I did on Amazon. I was trying to get on Amazon.
I did mine on Walmart.
Okay, so it's pre-order, gone. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then late Friday, get home later, probably like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I go on there. Pre-order available Nintendo Switch. I hit good. Just do it. I was able to get it finally.
Were you freaking out a little bit?
Yeah, because I saw people going crazy talking about that the poly bag alone was going to sell for $50 to $100 already.
With now, that, will you sell it?
No, I'm going to keep that.
Yeah.
Eventually, maybe down the road when I'm older, like 70, 80 years old. But not right now. I'm not buying it to resell it.
I also didn't buy it to resell it, but let me tell you, I'm not a Batman guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if it gets wild out there, there are things I'd rather have than a Lego.
Yeah.
So if it gets wild and people are like paying $100 or something crazy, I will let that go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love it that much. But my plan is to keep it.
Yeah. Now I'm same as you. Now if I'll hold something and all of a sudden if it gets up and it doesn't really fit, I'll probably let something go. Like I was about to say, you're talking about the Ninjago. So I was really big into the Bricktoberfest from Lego. And you'd go to Toys R Us and you buy them. Well, the Ninjago Lego sets that came from the Bricktoberfest went from like $50 to $60. Now they're selling on eBay and Mercari, selling for like $270, almost $300. And it's going up and up as the months go by.
Ninjago's so hot right now. Like, I don't know what the deal is, but people are. Like, well, I do know. It's that cycle we've talked about for a long time. When the kids become adults and get money,
mm-hmm.
they want the things from their childhood.
Yeah.
And you're in that perfect spot for Ninjago right now, and they're selling like crazy.
So I started looking at some of the other ones. Some of the other Lego sets in there are slowly working its way up.
Yeah.
Before you used to be able to buy like any of those little packs for anywhere by like $30 to $50. Now you're buying $50 to $80 for like just the normal ones. So now my investment looks good on those. I'm feeling happy with it. Cause for a while there, I was like not feeling happy with it.
Like 2 weeks ago, if you've ever done Goodwill auctions, it takes a little while for your stuff to come in. They send everything like FedEx ground.
Mm-hmm.
So like 2 weeks ago, I'd bought a Lego Friends lot. It was like 20 minifigures. I think I paid $10 and then 13 shipping. So it's $23 for 20 figures.
Yeah.
And they came in and I was sorting through them yesterday. The thing about, it's the same thing for regular minifigures, but what happens in a store like that or with kids play with them is they get all jumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like right head, wrong body, wrong torso. So I'm like scanning them. I scan. It's a little hard to do because when I scan a body without, like if I scan a torso without pants on it, I just find a bunch of listings for people selling just that body, just that torso.
Yeah.
So I have to put like the wrong pants on it, hoping that it shows me a full mini doll and what it's supposed to be dressed like.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is so many of the mini dolls use, like the top will be different, but they'll use the same bottoms for like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're really close. They look like exactly the same, but the shoes will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's supposed to be a pink skirt, but it has pink flip-flops on this one. This one has pink shoes. So even though it looks right, it's like wrong.
Yeah.
And so it takes a while to sort through them. So I always just scan them all in. And while I'm trying to piece them together, I look at the pricing just because I'm in there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones I got from this last lot, I got $20 in it. One mini doll that's in there is $30. It's from the Elves set.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, that's what makes it fun to me to buy those lots like that. Cause I don't know what I'm looking at. It's just mm-hmm. a bag of jumbled up pieces in the picture. But you know, one of the ones that happens to be complete is $30. There's two more that are $14. It's like the money's there for that lot. But I'm getting so many of the mini dolls now that I need to sort through them because I for sure have duplicates.
Yeah.
And I want to sort those out to a separate bag. Just so I have them of complete duplicates. And then the other thing I'm doing is anything that mismatches, even if the head is wrong, I don't count it as a complete figure. I take it all the way apart, throw it in a bag. And so I just have a bag of parts also.
That you're going to go through as you, yeah.
Yeah. Every time I buy a new lot, I go through to see if I can assemble one more. Like yesterday, because of that lot I got, I was able to put one together that had been sitting in the bag for a while.
That's good.
Yeah. So it's definitely interesting. I'm torn when it's like one thing, like I have the right legs, the right torso, the right face, but the hair is slightly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's really a complete minifigure.
Right.
But it's not, so it has to go in the bag.
Right.
Which is wild. It's way easier to piece them together with a minifigure than it is a mini doll. because there's like a lot of things use the same color legs.
So like
if you need black legs, you probably could find them.
Right. So piecing together back in the day when I had the, when I was really into the knights as a kid, I would take apart the arms, the legs, and I would try to make the figures look better color wise, color scheme wise, like the blue, the black, whatever. Now that I'm older, I've gone through and trying to fix those minifigures and I'm missing. Like, wait a minute, I don't have the right pants for this guy. I don't have the right arms for this guy. Cause me and my brother would both buy it. He would get in and he basically let all his Legos go. I think he gave them to somebody or forgot what it was. So some of those pieces I needed. So I bought Big Lot a long time ago that had a bunch of the knight figures in it. Try to use those to replenish the other ones. Same thing. I got extra pieces. I got a bin full of just spare parts for that. So I was able to get my like two of the sets fully completed with the minifigures in it, with all the armor, the swords, the shields and all that. But I still have a few other ones I don't have.
The guy, I didn't talk about this. It doesn't matter. It's a long story, but the guy at the Lego store was telling me that the build a minifigures right now, there's a horse rider. I think it is like an equestrian, and she has white pants with black boots that are printed on. And he told me that everybody's coming in and they're building just a bunch of minifigures with those legs because they're putting them on their stormtroopers. Because it's making them look like they have boots on.
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is that's creating a bunch of minifigures that aren't correct.
Yeah.
So it'll be a situation like you're talking about. Like at some point, somebody's going to buy a lot of those that all have the wrong legs and there's a whole ton of white legs somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he said they were doing that to kind of break the armies up a little bit. So people are coming in just buying like six of them, and whatever they bought, they just put those legs on everything.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find the white legs with the black boots.
Makes sense.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Right. So with me, I played Minecraft most of the week. Jumped on in the morning, didn't really play with you guys at night the last couple nights, but early in the week, we played pretty much every night. Then I jumped in Fallout 76, downloaded the free gift for purchase or the login bonuses. They've added a bunch of bonuses on here to get people back in the game. People are basically not playing as much as they were. The new season, nobody really likes the new season. The new stuff that's going on there, they don't like it. So they're trying to get people back into playing the game. They add in a bunch of stuff where you have to do these missions to unlock certain things to get people in. I'm not going to jump back in.
There's a free gift that I guess coincided with the Xbox event that goes through whatever date, login bonus every day. And then there's a free trial right now.
The free trial only works if you've never tried it.
Yes. They're definitely trying to bring people in.
Mm-hmm. This is all I play now. I bought, I did get my Astrobot figures from U2's.
Oh, I got the one in I ordered too.
Yeah. So they both came in and I was going to bring up, normally, I don't keep the shipping boxes, but for some reason, I want to keep the shipping boxes. The boxes, I'm showing Ryan, but he bought one. It had the little, like, the eyes on the outside of the box. I don't know if you've noticed that. And they're just, like, perfect size for the figures.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't notice that because mine doesn't come in that.
Oh, mine came in, both of them came in this.
Mine didn't have eyes on it. Mine's in a smaller box, too. But they're packed so well, but it's like a single box.
Yeah, this was a single box. I have two of them.
Yeah, that's weird. So mine came in a much smaller box. Yeah, mine doesn't look like that. Mine is like the size of a single, and it has like foam on each side of it.
Okay, you didn't get, so mine, one of them came like wrapped up in the plastic, and the other one did not.
Now, I'll tell you how insane I am. This time, I didn't even open it. It's still in that box. Like I just put it all, on the shelf with the other one still in the cardboard. So, you know, the box they come in, there's a box inside that box.
Oh, so I,
right. Isn't a box inside that box?
No, it was this. And then just the box itself that has a figure in it.
Oh, so mine's in a little tiny brown box inside of a regular box.
Oh, okay.
They're not that box. The other one is it says U2's on the side and everything. I just leave them in that. The last two I bought, I never even opened them.
So I have one of those boxes for one of my Astrobot figures that I got from the pop that has the extra cushioning and all that stuff in there. So I kept that box.
Yeah.
Now I'm wanting to keep, I said, I normally break them down, but I kind of want to keep those. If I decide to take it, those down and store them, I want to store them back in this box and put them away.
That's how, yeah, mine come like in the single boxes. Every time I get one from YouTube, that's what they come in.
So right behind me, this Fallout figure, I have three of those, and one came like that destroyed. So I had them reorder another one. They told me, don't even worry about sending that one back, because the whole back end is like crushed in. So they sent me another one fully packaged, nice and neat. And then that's one my wife ordered one for me, and it was packaged nice and neat. And those are still in the packages. I'm not even taking them out. I just have the crushed one on display.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't see the back of it when it's on the shelf. It looks fine. I wish I didn't still love the figures and stuff. Like, I wish I still didn't love that U2 stuff. I do, though. Man, I love it. I keep getting videos because they know I'm a sucker.
Yeah, I keep
getting videos.
Videos and emails every day. U2's got this. U2's has this.
And the Plants vs. Zombies stuff right now is and the Minecraft stuff, I'm struggling to not order both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have such fond memories of Plants vs. Zombies. And, I mean, Minecraft is, it's just a magical time.
It is.
So it's like I want both of those, but I can't have 1,000 of everything. I really wish, and this is going to sound hardcore because I love Astrobot, I wish I hadn't ordered all the Astrobot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just kept it to Sackboy. I'm going to die with my Sackboy stuff, and whoever gets my shit when I die will be like, what is all this garbage? And that will be my Sackboy collection.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get that and be like, what is this brown thing? And that I'm looking forward to that.
Because mm-hmm.
it doesn't even really have value. But I love my Sackboy stuff. I'll never sell it. If I woke up tomorrow and every piece of Sackboy like memorabilia that I had was 500% increase, I wouldn't sell any of it.
Mm.
I just love it. I want to have it. That's not a franchise that right now I ever see getting any love again. Just want to keep it.
Yeah.
So I don't plan on getting rid of any of that. The Astrobot stuff, it's like, I love it. I love Astrobot. He is the new Sackboy. But at the same time, it's like, I can't have everything. I can't be also getting antiques, also getting typewriters, also getting, you know, all the Sackboy stuff I can find, also buying way too many Lego sets. Like, I can't just keep buying everything. I got to make some cuts.
Yeah, no, I get it. Same with me. I had someone interested in buying my car collection again, and I threw a price out there, and it says way over what they were willing to pay.
Is there a part of you that's like, what do you give me for them? Like,
is there
a part of you that's just like ready for them to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like actively like trying to look at it and just see. Yeah. I put a price in my head because I know what I have on some of the cards, and I've looked a couple of them up. And just let it go. I said, okay, this is the minimum I'm willing to let it go, which I think is reasonable looking at everybody else's. But of course, they're trying to make money. I'm like, yeah, I'm letting it go. You know, I'm looking at 60% of what you can sell, and they're trying to get like a 30% of what they can. I'm like, no, I'm not letting you make 70% profit off of my stuff. I'll let you make 40%, but not 70.
Problem is, there's a lot of time and energy to piece them out and sell them separately.
Well, the way I have, I'm pretty much organized when it comes to those. It's everything is done by sets, numbers, years on all the boxes, all the loose figures are set aside, baseball, football, basketball.
Like, even to like look at them, take pictures of them, type a description. I mean, it is a lot of time and energy to sell them piecemeal.
Mm-hmm.
The collectible market is weird right now. I mean, I know that it's even worse for people who are older than me, but I mean, there was a time where you could just go buy anything for peanuts.
Yeah.
Like I have Dreamcast and N64s and NESs that I paid $5 and $10 for. Like, good luck doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck going and buying a bin of basketball cards from the 90s, 80s. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a bag. I see a bag of mixed Lego brick that don't have a single minifigure in them, and they want $20.
Yeah.
It's like the problem is the internet has made it too accessible to know what something is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And people want what it's worth. Yard sales have like retail prices on stuff. I was somewhere the other day that had there was a tent set up out front selling stuff, and I popped over there because they had some toys. And they had like a vintage Ninja Turtles toy. It was like $85, and I scanned it on eBay. It was selling for like 40. I mean, it's just like there are no deals to be had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not true. They are hard to find now. You know, it happens sometimes, but it's hard to find. Usually you have to go to a place that shouldn't have a thing and buy that thing from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy's got old tools, but he's got like one old, whatever, original Xbox. You know, yeah. Something like that, you can still get a deal, but it just doesn't happen very often. Everyone collects everything. Everything stores it away for it to be worth more later on, and it's just too hard to find a deal now.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some news. We're going to rapid fire the news. Going too crazy like we normally do. I'm going to try to cut our show time down some. Rapid news. We're going with Sony first. The PlayStation catalog for June, the mid-month, they've actually added some games and some good ones. They're adding Final Fantasy 16. You have to have the premium or the extra edition to get these games. They're adding Sonic X Shadow Generations, PlayStation 4.
What's the last Sonic game you played?
There was a demo for one a couple years ago, and I played like just the demo just to see. Besides that, never.
First off, I love that Sonic is back and people love him again. I couldn't tell you the last time I played a Sonic game. I could. That re-release they did for the Switch, not that re-release, but that like new old game they made.
Mm-hmm.
That was made by that guy that's just like a huge Sonic fan that had made that. I played that thing. I forgot what it was called. I did play it, and it was good. But the staying power of Sonic is weird. Kids love Sonic.
Yeah, that movie brought Sonic back.
Yeah, it did.
Kingdom Come Deliverance, PlayStation 5 and 4. I would like to play this. This is one of the games I've been waiting to play, just to try it out. Life is Strange Double Exposure. Max is back for that one. Farming Simulator 25. I know you and Marshall 205 were big on those.
I never bought that one. That's the newer one, so I actually kind of want to play that. He bought it. I never bought it to play it with him.
Now, they did take away some of the other Farming Simulators from that since they added this one, I think last month. They've added Blaze of Fire, Black Desert, looked pretty interesting. Guitaro Man, which is apparently pretty popular.
That's a classic.
Yeah. So those are the games.
Label it as that, but that's what it is.
Oh yeah, the PlayStation Classic for.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So PlayStation has announced that, or Sony's announced that, Ghost of Yotai has been a good success, selling 4.8 million units. They compared to some other ones like Death Stranding 2 on the beach sold 1.7. MLB The Show 26 sold 745,000. Soros only sold 406,000. Marathon, 347,000. And God of War, Sons of Sparta, 132,000.
There's that MLB The Show number is goofy because it just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not... That number will be fine. I'll tell you what, the Ghost of Yotai, confusing. It was quiet.
Yeah.
I heard no one talk about it. No one seemed to care. That's a lot of units. I didn't expect it to have almost sold 5 million units.
Let's see. Here, the data only shows for the PlayStation 5 platform itself. So PC sales of Death Stranding 2 and Marathon are still missing. MLB The Show is multi-format as well. Or just saying, MLB Show is multi-format. So this is only just for PlayStation 5.
Yeah, but it will for sure have even sold more than that by now when you look at that number. Yeah. But what I will say when you look at those numbers that Soros, you should absolutely be worried about them.
Yeah.
Returnal did okay. It had a long tail on it. There's too many things out, I think, for Soros to succeed the way that Returnal did.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be concerned. Bungie and Marathon, I don't know. I mean, Destiny took a little while to catch on too, but that company seems like it's in trouble. And I don't know what Sony's going to decide to do there. Ghosts of Sparta, or Sons of Sparta, I think they were probably happy with 132,000 for that game.
Yeah.
Death Stranding, I would say, is pretty disappointing when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ghost of Yotai did so much more than Death Stranding is surprising to me.
Yeah, so if you're looking at Death Stranding 2 at $60 a sale, like per $102 million.
Oh yeah, to be clear, anything over $1 million is in most cases great, but I would say for Sony it's a little different.
You're spending a lot of money on it.
Yeah. Yeah, Sony expects those games to do multi-million dollar sales. So Marathon, I can tell you, is not going to make its money back at that rate, at that clip, at $347,000 for PS5. It's not going to make its money back.
I think the three, Yotai, Death Stranding 2, and MLB Show will make the money back, but then Soros, Marathon, and God of War, Sons of Sparta will not.
I would say Sons of Sparta was probably pretty cheap to make, all things considered. Soros and Marathon, I don't think, have a chance to make their money back. MLB always makes its money back.
Mm-hmm.
Death Stranding 2 is a second-party game. So, I don't know, that's Kojima. I don't know. They'll let him make games forever.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really even matter.
Like it says here, the PC sales of Death Stranding 2 is not on here. So, this is only for PlayStation.
And I think it sold relatively well over there. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see. But Ghost of Yotai, better than I would have ever guessed.
I'm excited to play it because I did like Ghost of Tsushima. It was pretty fun. It was long. As Ryan said, I didn't love it. I played it. All right. Next one. PlayStation 5 is still pushing the shovelwell purge. They're getting rid of things. But one thing that they were doing is they were banning the publishers from their games. So if they had a whole bunch, they just banned a publisher and all their games went away. So what the publishers are doing is they are acting first and they're delisting a bunch of the games that they know Sony was going to go after. So like Zenadir team announced that they're going to, they tweeted out, Greg Grish to inform everyone that we have made our utmost difficult decision to delist a significant portion of our catalog from the PlayStation or for the PlayStation. Please be aware that as things are developing rapidly, we'll only be able to provide you with additional details later. Xander team. And it says right now, delisted games reports that Exiltian Games, had over 200 titles, and they basically banned them from their stuff. They had a bunch of learn basic games that basically would take you 15 minutes to get the platinum trophies.
So from what I'm understanding, Sony has contacted these people and told them, like, take your games down before we do.
Yeah.
And it's a better look to do that. Now, I'll tell you what's crazy is I read a press release from somebody who said, hey, due to the current climate, we're removing our games from PlayStation, but please play us over on Xbox, Switch 2. It's weird that like they're still bragging about being other places.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because those other places, you know, I know Nintendo doesn't have like an achievement system and the achievements over on Xbox don't hit quite the same, but it's weird that they're leaving them up.
Mm-hmm.
But these systems, it's one of those things like it's better to resign than be fired.
Yeah.
That's what's happening here. They're pulling them before they get kicked off.
Yeah, because they're banning the whole thing.
Yep.
All right, here's that Rooster Fighter ad again.
That marketing budget's crazy for whatever the hell Rooster Fighter is. Mm-hmm.
All right, so last week when we did our show, the Xbox game showcase was not alive, so we missed it, showing it, but we're going to talk about it now. So sorry, we're going to be a little bit late for this. They did show the Gears of War E-Day gameplay trailer. Some people loved it and some people hated it.
It looks good.
It looks good. They showed Fable, which me and my wife were watching the thing and she saw this and she's like, I know that girl. I said, yeah, that's Haley Atwell from Captain America and this. And she goes, oh my God, it looks just like, she thought it was like a movie that she was in. They know it's a, that. They showed Halo Campaign Evolved, which added new missions to that one. They showed Resonance, A Plague Tale Legacy, Persona 4, State of Decay 3. A lot of people really like that one. Another update to Sea of Thieves, Metro 2039, another trailer for that one. Bad Magpie, didn't do nothing for me.
It was cute.
Wulong 2, Wings of Ember, that looked pretty cool. Join Us, reveal trailer.
It looked awesome.
It did.
That game looked like a game we should play. You just start a cult and you recruit. It looked awesome.
Sinu looked good. I mean, most of these games really, really look good. They showed the Fallout 76 Infestation trailer, which it's already out. Doom, the Dark Ages, Revelations. One of the guys I work with really loved it. He was excited for this. They showed a Crazy Taxi game, World Tour. Then they announced this Xbox Series X25 limited edition console, see-through green, like the original and the controller. And then which was really cool is everyone who got to come there are actually getting, Usher Summer came out and said, everyone that comes, scan your little QR code on your badge and you get one, which I thought was cool.
So spectacular looking. It looks so to be clear, I don't think you should buy an Xbox Series X at right now. Like, it's maybe the worst time ever to buy one. They're more expensive than ever, and also it's like a year out from being done with. But it looks so amazing.
Yeah.
It's such a good looking system.
They showed Age of Empires 4. They showed the Minecraft Dungeons 2, which we talked a little bit about last week, because Minecraft came out and said something about it, showed it. Magicians, The Devil's Deal, Valor Mortis, The Elder Scrolls Online, which looked pretty cool. Where Winds Meet, Castlevania, Belmont's Curse, A Vivarium, Persona 6, Spyro, The Realm Beyond, which a lot of people got really excited for. It's Clockwork Revelations, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. And that was it.
I'll tell you, the Xbox showcase was good. It was pre-taped, which I didn't care for. I thought it looked very good. I thought that they are finally showing compelling games. It doesn't mean they're going to be good.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I thought the pacing was good. I thought the lineup was good. They were clear about what things were.
And they,
as far as like an announcement, world premiere.
And where it's going.
The logos.
Yeah, they showed logos.
Logos for everything. I'll tell you, maybe a couple surprises. There were two games that were console exclusive. So they are moving back to that.
Mm-hmm.
It was God of War, E-Day. Not God of War, Jesus Christ.
Gears of War.
E-Day, and Clockwork Revolution. Is that what the other one was called?
Yeah.
Whatever that game was called. That was also a console exclusive. They don't say for how long or if it's forever, but yeah, it felt like Xbox getting back to old Xbox a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They were clear about what was on Game Pass, what wasn't. Like, it was just really, if you watch that and you know anything about the way Xbox works, it was very easy to know what's where and when.
Mm-hmm.
It was easy to watch. That Join Us game looks like a game that we absolutely have to play together.
Yeah.
It's a 1-4 player co-op. It looks so freaking silly. You're like fighting the feds and the police, because you literally like go out and recruit people for your cult. They're like failing, like getting people to join, and they were showing that. It's super silly.
Yeah.
But it also has like a base building component to it. It looks fun.
Yeah, it did. I thought
great name.
Thought overall they'd had the best showing of all.
I'll say this. I thought all three shows were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the State of Play was pretty good, or the PlayStation Showcase, or whatever the hell they call it. I thought that was pretty good. I thought Jeff Keighley responded to a lot of hate he got from the Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice, tight show. I thought it was very easy to tell what was the ad and what wasn't an ad, which is part of the problem before. I thought the pacing was pretty good for it, too. And then I thought the Xbox one was really good, too. I think I probably would have flipped Gears and put it at the end.
Yeah.
And they did a Call of Duty at the very end. They did a Call of Duty thing. I probably would have put the Call of Duty up front.
So that goes everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finished with Gears of War E-Day as like a real big pop and flowed straight into the Gears of War direct that happened after it.
Maybe they were going to do that, but they saw Sony do the God of War, did the 20 minutes of God of War, and like, yeah, we're not going to copy them.
I think they split it up because after the showcase, they did an hour of Gears of War. So I think they did it that way. So it's like they got the pop and then they went back to it, but I think I would have preferred it to do that and then rolled right into the hour.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought they were all three very good. To me, all those shows, you know, we don't rank things, but those are all a B minus or above, I think. Those are really good shows.
All right, so I'm gonna, just quick fire, I'm not going to pull them up. Let's see. There was a Xbox had a multi-hour server outage No one could get online and play. They restored it. They said they thanked everybody for that. See, four new. There were some. There's gonna be some layoffs coming. Unfortunately, pull this one up. So there was a Gears of War game that was canceled, and apparently they are gonna do some studio closures for that. Let's see if I can confirm. Activision is gonna do some more. Activision is going to do some more layoffs, unfortunately. And here's the other one. Oh, so they're going to do a new Xbox, has a new startup feature. So when you turn on your Xbox, you get the new logo, the sound. It's for all Xboxes after they get updated, which a lot of people like it. Some people don't. There was an article with Asha Sharma. She was talking about how we're going to start seeing different business models. She knows people cannot afford to buy $1,000 consoles every couple of years. They're going to come out with different, try to figure out different ways to sell. And she says later this year, we'll start to see it. So then people are speculating that we'll see different tiers of Xboxes for sale with different models. Some people are saying they'll probably maybe sell Xbox without hard drives. You go buy the hard drive separately. Where everything is just digital only with no hard drive on it or with a smaller thing on there, no controller with it. Just speculation of how they can make things cheaper.
I'll tell you, she don't have any problem talking.
No. Every week she's doing an interview.
Yeah, she is everywhere.
She said that they're going to start bringing back exclusives. That's why she did the couple. So we're going to see how it goes. If it fits the brand model, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, they'll look to pivot. We have Major Nelson is coming back. He's going to be the host of FanFest 2026. He's announced. His real name is Larry Herb, H-R-Y-B. He's going to be the special guest at the annual Xbox Showcase and FanFest event in LA. He's going to be going over what Xbox has stuff coming out for the Xbox and to help celebrate the 25th anniversary, which I think is a big, big deal because a lot of people know Major Nelson from Xbox.
It's smart.
Yeah.
It's a audience forward move that costs them probably very little.
Yeah. They did show this big roadmap. For Xbox of all the games that they want to come out and when they're coming out.
This is very Marvel-esque.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I like the timeline.
This Xbox cinematic universe that they showed off.
Mm-hmm. If it ever does load.
It's on X. It's having a tough time.
Mm-hmm. Image. And they pretty much have all the dates.
I'll tell you, there's, it's hard to kind of like, if you want to keep something like this updated, then it's hard to have surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that surprises are necessary in the game industry, but what I will say is you can't announce things too far in advance. It's going to be 10 fucking years before Elder Scrolls comes out.
Yeah, so at the very bottom in green is where we're at in 2027. Yeah, Fable, Spyro, Sienna, the Clockwork game, State of Decay 3. Updated, there's a Marvel Blade game, there's OD, Elder Scrolls 5. And towards the bottom, they have a bunch of games that they're currently working on, which we knew about. They have Starfield, Grounded 2, Call of Duty, Fallout 76, Forza, Age of Empires, Age of Mythology.
Also, to be clear, Elder Scrolls is listed under upcoming.
Yeah.
That game was seriously going to be 10 years announced before it comes out.
Elder Scrolls 6.
I know they've said that they should have never said that. They should have never announced as early as they did, but they did, and this is the problem with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Grounded 2, I think, will do well for them. The first Grounded did well. I'm excited about some of their stuff, which is, I can say that I haven't felt that way in a long time. State of Decay 3, Decay 3 would be something I would love to play with you guys. You know, I think that Xbox is in a better shape than they have been. What I will say is all of this is still Phil Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not yet getting to see what she's going to do.
Yeah. All right. So next, we're going to do some Nintendo. Nintendo had their Nintendo Direct. A bunch of games they announced. They announced Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, which people went crazy for. Apparently, it was the most watched YouTube clip of all the game releases. There's one article I saw said God of War still beats Zelda or Ocarina of Time, but another article says Ocarina of Time beat them out. When I went on YouTube, they pretty much, I thought God of War shows on that, but it's only on the PlayStation. I compared PlayStation and Nintendo. They showed a Kingdom Hearts collection, 1 through 3, coming to Nintendo Switch 2 on October 8th. You can currently play the demo for Kingdom Hearts 3. Now, they show Warhammer 40K, Space Marine coming, Minecraft coming to Nintendo Switch, Splatoon Raiders. We're going to talk about Splatoon Raiders again in a second. Dragon Quest Monsters, Duskblood, Final Fantasy Resonance again. There's Crossfire. There's a Star Fox demo that came out on Nintendo Switch 2. Xenoblades. There's a game called Big Walk. It looked weird with these creatures. Mm-hmm. Devil May Cry 5, Lies of P, Lords of Fallen. This anime Jujutsu, Kazan Rumble, Kong Bonanza DLC. There's a Altaroon Chapter 5, Fire Emblem, Pokemon, Pokapia. There's this One Piece Grand Tournament, which a lot of One Piece players are excited for. This one guy I worked with loves this. Saw that, and it's all he talked about all day, pretty much. Rayman's Legends Untold. Orbitals, pretty much all these have like a release date, which I thought was crazy that they did that. Stellar Blade, Dragon's Dogma 2, Onimusha Way of the Sword, Rhythm Haven Grove.
A Crossfire bought every 16 inches of ad space on that page you're on.
Yeah.
It's between every single video. There's a Crossfire ad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dude, it's like 50 of them.
Yeah.
And they have the banner.
All right, so with the Splatoon Raiders announcement, there's a Switch 2 Splatoon Raiders bundle coming, which that was pretty cool, which
the
I think...
black system?
Yeah, just the black system. As of right now.
I need them to ramp up these... Like, give me a fun system. I don't care what it's for. I'm ready to buy one. Just give me something fun.
So with this, they've also announced its own Joy-Cons. These new Joy-Con colors for Splatoon. July 23rd, 2026, they're blue. One's blue, like the Splatoon blue, and the Splatoon yellow.
They look good, but let's jazz the system up a little bit. I'll give me some boring thing to put up there.
So this system needs to come with that color Joy-Cons.
Yeah, that would help, but also, like, I don't want an all-black system. Give me something.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the Animal Crossing one. Just even though you're not going to make a new Animal Crossing, just give me an Animal Crossing one.
Yep. Right. So we finally found out where a lot of the leaks are coming from. They're coming from Korea. Korea has a law to where these games that get announced early. The source is coming from Korea. And the reason is Korea goes through testing. When they do testing, when they go to the final stages, they have a law that makes it to where they have to bring the game. They have to talk about the game. Publishers don't like it. They like to keep it a secret. But after when the review is done, in law, they have to bring it back out. Have to announce it. Which is crazy, but good for them. Good for us. Let's see. Ubisoft is going to be shutting multiple studios down. Unfortunately. Let's see. They're shutting its Winnipeg and Belgrade studios.
I mean, we knew this was coming. That's why they did that weird spinoff company with Tencent. And I just buckle up. It's going to keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
Ubisoft, as you know it, is going to die.
Yes.
It'll exist, but not the same way. They pulled all their good franchises away from Ubisoft.
Grid Legends from Codemasters, it was released in 2022, is being shut down on September 11th.
Huh. Odd day to do it.
And here we go. So remember how Pokemon Go people were saying that Pokemon Go was used for a specific reason, help do maps? Well, it turns out that the U.S. military was using it to help or bought the data from Niantic Spatial, who owns it and basically sold it to the U.S. military for its drones and is using it for that. Now, Niantic has denied it, but there's shown evidence that they did buy it and they do own it. So I didn't talk about last week because I forgot, but the MetaQuest, make sure you get your MetaQuest games for the month. This month, they had a game called Trombone Champ, Flattered, and then Mask Masker. Or, I'm sorry, Mask Maker.
People really love that Trombone Champ. I downloaded both of them already.
Yeah, I did when I remembered. There's a bunch of games on there. Make sure you check every week. They always add a couple games you can download, you can add to your inventory.
You know, like I Am Hamster. Let me tell you, I don't miss a meta because they send me 8,000 freaking notifications.
All right, so make sure you claim games from Amazon Luna as well. This week they had G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra from Epic Games. Also in Epic Games, Tested on Humans Escape Room. Then GOG had Sin Slayer, Reign of the Eighth, and then Paradise Killer. You can claim this week.
Is that G.I. Joe game any good? You know anything about it?
It's like the Turtles game that we played.
Oh, I see. It looks good. Wonder if it is.
That is it for gaming news this week. We're going to do some LEGO news. We'll end with this, as usual. The first one will be the LEGO Ideas updates for this week. That had a Scooby-Doo. A Night Fright Is No Delight.
The set doesn't look good, but Scooby-Doo's due to come back.
Yeah. They did a Brooklyn Nine set. I could see this one. A Brooklyn Nine-Nine coming because they do pretty much all these other ones. I don't watch this. I don't know how the set feels with this, but the minifigures look cool. They might change it up.
But I think that set is inevitable at some point.
Yeah. All right. So LEGO's going to be retiring a bunch of sets. The big one is going to be this Dungeons and Dragons, the big Dungeons and Dragons set ideas, 21348. This is retiring. We have two Animal Crossing sets, Leif's Caravan and Garden Shop, and then Creative Houses Season of Fun are both being retiring. Mona Lisa, retiring. Two botanical sets are retiring, the Lotus Flowers and the Flowers Bouquet. We have a bunch of city sets retiring. The donut truck, the LEGO delivery truck, or two that I've already got. The blue place plate, a bunch of 3-1 crater sets are leaving. The Disney, we have the Samba's Lion King Cub and the Young Simba, the lion, is leaving.
Simba's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
As a collector, maybe one you want to grab.
Dreams had a set leave. Duplo had one. There's a couple of friend sets. The Friendship Movie Night, the Music Store Apartment, the Pony Ranch and Stable, the Unicorn and Flamingo Pool Party, and the Paisley's Room.
Let me tell you that Friendship Movie Night, guys, don't sleep on that set. It's $14.99. It comes with that badass light block that does a projector. You can still see. I still see it in stores.
Gabby's Dollhouse, the Mermaid Gabby's Aquarium. I always forget about Gabby's Dollhouse.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about that. It's like its own product line.
Yeah.
It's not in the Friends universe.
It's not even like I go to Target. It's not even in near any of those. It's on the opposite side.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right. Harry Potter's got a few. The Sorting Hat is the big one. Icons, the Kingfisher, the Retro Radio, the Fountain Garden, and the French Cafe are all retiring.
Pretty quick turnaround on the Fountain Garden and the French Cafe too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not. But
Jurassic World has a big one. The big one is the Raptor to Taurus Track Mission, which is this one. It's $109. I can see why it's retiring. People, it's just too expensive for what you get.
But the resale on those big dinosaurs is very good.
Yeah.
people pay big money because they're building little Jurassic Parks.
Right. Marvel had the Dancing Groot, which I still need to get that one. I need to go ahead and grab that before it's gone. The Hulk truck and some of the other ones have already gone. Minecraft has the trial chambers. Ninjago has a few of them. If you don't get the Ninjago stuff, you're pretty much done. They sell too quick. This Battle of Arlong Park, still need... No, I got this one. Okay, I did get this one. Speed Champions, the Fast and Furious card, and an F-60. Star Wars had a bunch. Super Mario had a bunch. Technic. This Legend of Zelda, if it's sold out, definitely try to get this one. They're already saying that this one's doubled in sale for resale now.
I actually think it's a great-looking set. It's just $300.
Mm-hmm. But if you can find it, if you want to buy it, make some money, buy it, sit, hold on it for about 6 months, a year, you can resell and pretty much get all your money back. That's what the prediction is. Wednesday had one. Wicked had one. I don't like this Wicked set at all.
I don't like it either. I don't like the real-to-life like building ones where they're not minifigures. I think they're weird-looking. I do think that Wednesday one's pretty good. It's Thing's apartment, which is the chest.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fun for like a kid that's into Wednesday. It's not a set for me.
And it fits that Friends. I mean, she looks like a Friends character.
Uh-huh.
All right, next one. They announced this a tribute to Leonardo da Vinci. It's set 40902. It's going to be a gift with purchase. It's 251 pieces. It looks pretty cool. I like it. It's got the Mona Lisa he's painting.
I like it a lot.
This will be one I'll try to definitely buy with a gift with purchase on this.
It would look good if you got the Galileo one, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very similar to this.
I like how it's a stand. You can set it aside, set it alone. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was going to the next one. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. No, go ahead.
So they're bringing back the Hot Rod promotion, little Mega Mini Poly Bag, the 30735, and the Technic. Or Technic, yeah. And then they're also bringing the classic animation scene, the Disney one.
Bringing stuff back is bullshit, but if I had just a little extra money right now, I think I'd buy and get another of those Disney sets. I really like that. I put mine together. It was awesome.
So this you have to buy with a Lego Disney classic animation scene when you purchase $140. You have it until June 18th. So if you spend $140, you get this set. And if you do the Technic one, it's a $40 purchase. So you can double it up.
That build for the Disney one is awesome. It also comes with a Woody character and a Simba.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have three scenes for the TV. It's very good. And if you go online, people have done a million different like sets like to build other scenes for the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to talk about that. Still available there. All right. The BrickLink designer program. The pre-orders are still alive. You can still order. Me and Ryan both were able to get the balloon. We did pre-order it. I did not get the one set that I was thinking about doing, the University of Science. It's $360. Just did not see myself. Will I cave in another week or two? I don't know. Probably not.
I think you're going to regret it if you don't get it, because you've been like, I'm going to get it from the beginning. I was confused when you told me you didn't get it.
Yeah, I just, when I got to order, I had it in a thing. I saw the total price and just like, man, $500 some dollars, yeah.
That's where I was when I had to do the gold mine too. I'm like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big gold miner guy. Like, I love that. I love anything around that. I used to watch Gold Rush all the time. Like, I just enjoy that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of people pickaxing gold out. I think that's a cool time. But damn, when you see that cart price, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a commitment.
It is. All right. Next one. This Lego set that won a couple months ago, the Sea Serpent set 40912, is going to be available for a gift with purchase July 7th through the 12th. It's going to be Lego's Insiders. Oh.
To me, that was one of the weakest ideas submitted for that. I wish something else had won, but that's fine.
I'm going to get it because I do like the Knights.
Yeah.
Have it. Right, they also announced, like someone announced, but not officially announced, the next CMF is going to be the Shrek figures, which they've rumored it, and there's a list of those figures out there. There's some Boo, Shrek, Fiona, Dragon, Big Bad Wolf, Executioner, Pinocchio, Gingerbread Man, Lord Farquaad, Merlin, Fairy, Godmother, and Charming.
Seeing what the Disney CMFs have done, I would, these are a safe bet to increase in value very much.
Yeah.
The people seem to like these ones with the like realistic heads.
Mm-hmm.
I expect these to do very well in the secondary market.
I will buy them, the full series, just to hold them.
Oh, also, I want to say this. At the Lego store I went to, I won't out them. They had the minifigures in bins and had already scanned them. So they were in clear boxes behind the counter, and it said which one they were.
Oh, shoot. That's cool.
So all you had to do was grab them. Like, someone there had gone to all the trouble to scan them and sort them for you.
Probably was
really interesting.
Probably tired of people standing there doing it, filling up the bins.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting, and they keep them organized that way. But I was like, that's, if you were looking for one, that's super cool.
Now, does that change your mind to when you do go out, you just go down there and pick them up from them then? If you have it planned out that way?
I don't think so. I mean, I'll be a creep.
And so go scan?
I think so. Pop Shelf, if I do it like that last time, they put it out like the day they came out and nobody was there. It was really simple. Mm. Nobody's in that store anyways.
Yeah, when I went there, I mean, they were all full.
Yeah. So it's like, if I can find them somewhere like that, I'll just do that. But yeah, I'll tell you, I know Friend of the Show Marshall 205 gives me shit. I'm the guy that got, I want to find them the day they come out and be done with it. I don't want to hunt for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how soon they get there. I feel like a lot of people go looking for them at the Lego store. So for me, if I can find them somewhere weird, I'm a Kohl's or a Dollar General or a Pop Shelf or somewhere like that, I'm going to go for that. But Books a Million's really good about getting them out. You know, I'll find them somewhere.
Yeah.
But I probably won't wait till I go to the Lego store. The Lego stores just aren't close for me.
Yeah, me neither. Or they're an hour away.
Yep.
All right. That was it for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Send us a dollar or two. Help support us. Contact us on our socials. This is at Instagram or X, or formerly known as Twitter, game_stitch at OF and show. This was episode 693. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.